What's going on, people? It is your boy Keith No Sweat back at it again with another episode. I hope you all didn't miss me too much. Y'all know when I go away, I'm in my bag. I'm writing down ideas, trying to figure out how I'm going to make this podcast the best podcast on the net. I mean, it's been going on for a little bit, y'all, and I got these supporters, and they just been holding it down, and I can't thank you all enough, because I think a lot of times when we are building something, we look at so much of, oh, nobody is seeing me, or, you know, nobody is showing me love, or, you know, we go off of a light or a view. We get caught up in that, you know what I'm saying? And we forget the bigger picture. Like, that light or that view, it's not going to really necessarily, that doesn't define, like, whether or not you're great. You should know already that you're great. You should know already before you even do it, why you're doing it. You should be happy, or maybe it makes you happy or brings some type of wholeness or fulfillment to your life. But you should never operate out of, oh, I'm going to get these likes or these views, or I'm going to get money. You know, it should be just from out of pure enjoyment and just that pure love. Like, and I think that's what, when it comes down to art, and even when I created the company Cerebrum of the Art, I was inspired because I've been around the music industry for a long time. Like, you know, not necessarily maybe participating in it or being in it, but I've been around it for a long time, from the MySpace ages all the way up to the Facebook ages to the YouTube ages, and being able to see it transform. And it was probably one of the, it's been probably one of the most craziest things to happen of our lifetime, is to be able to witness and see the transformation of the internet, and being able to see, you know, Soulja Boy go from, you know, being one of the biggest artists on YouTube and really showing us the different dance moves, to just it transforming into where it is now, where you got artists, got Vivos, and, you know, people are all on YouTube, and now they doing podcasting on YouTube, and people are learning on the internet. I mean, in essence, people are realizing, you know, hey, I think back when all of this was taking off, I couldn't even remember dial-up. That's how far back it goes for me. I could remember not being able to afford dial-up. I could remember the first time we got dial-up, and we had, like, you know, the very basic dial-up, and it wasn't even set up the best, and sometimes it worked and sometimes it didn't, you know. And just being able to work and utilize the computer even when I didn't have dial-up. And so I just look at just how social media and everything has changed pretty much the world. So, you know, a lot of people look at, they desire monetary things, you know, materialistic things, the money, when in essence, they don't even necessarily know what comes with it. Like, you don't, nobody out there is reaching any level of success without losing sleep. So forget about your sleep. You know what I'm saying? Forget about, oh, I got to be on this type of schedule. Forget about, I got to be on that type of schedule. Know that you're going to sacrifice. Know that you're going to have days that you may not really sleep like that. If you're hungry enough, I mean, everybody's hunger is defined differently. Nobody's hunger is necessarily the same. So, like, because it's all defined based upon your own life, you know. My life is not like the next man or the next woman, you know, it's going to be different. But everybody defines success in a different format. And whatever that format is, it's going to require you, all right, I'm going to go a few days, or I'm going to go 10 days, or I'm going to go 15 days, or whatever it may be, and work hard and bust my tail. You know what I'm saying? And then maybe have an off day or two or whatever it may be. But you don't necessarily get a chance to really, like, take a rest or break. Like, you want to rest. But when you're trying to accomplish something, you know that it's going to take some work. And it's not like let me go further and explain that, all right? Because I don't want people to get the assumption that, like, oh, you need to, like, injure yourself or hurt yourself, like, you know, in pursuit of the things that you desire. But because you do need some a form of balance. But what I say to that is, you know, if someone knows that, all right, you know that you desire something, it's going to take effort, it's going to take work, it's going to take research, it's going to take, once you find the research, figure out how to do it, now you got to go apply it, you know, and you got to keep trying, because every single time that you maybe apply it, it may not work. You might not actually really know how to actually do it or make it. Or, you know, now you got to do part two of it. You did part one, now you got to do part two. You know, now you got to do part three. So it may be a three-step process. It may be a four-step process, whatever it may be. But I think a lot of us get caught up in, oh, it's a three-step process, so no, I'm not going to do it. Like, if it's a three-step process, do the process. You know, that's what it's about. If that three-step process means that you got to miss out, you're not going to be able to really do the things that your other friends are doing, and they really out enjoying themselves, or maybe they're on vacation, but you gotta do a three-step process. Do the three-step process, because looking at someone else or wanting to do what someone else is doing is simply because of where they're at in their life, you never know what they have to sacrifice. They might have had to go days, no sleep, all type of stuff. Guys, it's simple. Like, I'll be breaking it down, like, so simple for people and even in, like, these podcasts. But I think a lot of people, maybe they're starting to wake up a little bit. Now they're like, okay, we don't know exactly who this guy is, but he be making sense. I'm about to hit y'all with another episode. That one, outstanding. Y'all, stick around. It only gets better from here. I'm shaking my head right now because I really just gave y'all some deep, deep game, and I hope that a lot of y'all take heed. It's your boy, Keith No Sweat. Peace.